Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Good morning. We're going to learn how to prepare for trail hikes on our Adventure in Creation today. 2 Timothy 4:2. Be prepared in season and out of season. Looking into God's nature, His creation may need preparation in order to step into His outside world. Dressing correctly for the weather and having a notebook and pencil for notes and sketches will have you ready to stop, look, and listen. A magnifying glass can be a great aid as you look at things closely. Always walk and talk quietly. Noise scares animals away and can overpower beautiful, quiet sounds. Look, listen, smell, and touch to use your God-given senses. Pick up trash wherever you are. When looking at its nature, notice the time of year it is, summer, winter, spring, or fall. What is the temperature and weather like? What colors are the most noticeable as you look? What types of trees do you see? Are there flowers on them? If it is spring or winter, or nuts and seeds, if it is fall? The nuts and seeds can still be green in the summer. What does the bark look like? What color is their bark? Is it smooth, rough, bumpy, sappy? Are there bugs or holes? Birds are animals that come in many shapes, sizes, and colors. They have feathers and lay eggs. They do not have teeth and use beaks to eat. Each bird has its own special song. Insects have 6 legs, no bones, but a hard shell on the outside called an exoskeleton. They help Earth by recycling dead materials, pollinating flowers, and provide food for animals. Stop and listen. What do you hear? Water in a creek or raindrops? Birds, tree branches creaking in the wind, frogs croaking or turkeys gobbling? Breathe in and smell if that is a smell of the season. Flowers, fall leaves, dry grasses. A walk in God's creation is an adventure every time. Look at the night sky and find constellations, planets, stars, airplanes, and satellites. They look like stars but move very fast. If it is summer, do you see fireflies? What a wonderful world He has given us. Full of wonder wherever you look. Look up, look down, listen, and touch. Experience the wonders of His creation, our world given to us by Him who loves us dearly. Thank you, God, for your wonderful created world called Earth. It is a delightful way to get to know you better. Thank you, God, for all the goodness, the animals, the plants, the trees, the skies. Lord Jesus, you have given us all good things, and we are so grateful and thankful to you for this mighty treasure. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.